Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Psalm 33, and we looked at the first, four or five verses in the previous episode. So I want to go back and reread those to set the context for us, and then really probably just do three or four verses today, because this is one of these Psalms that picks up a theme that we've seen all the way through the Psalms, which have been many themes, right? You could probably narrow it down to four or five primary things. But this is a theme that quite often people think is secondary if they even pay any attention to it, honestly. A lot of times people just think it's, everybody knows that, you know, then they just move on. But there's so much to be gleaned from this. So here's Psalm 33, verse 1. Remember what it said. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. Verse 5. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. So he's declaring what? Hey, everybody, y'all sing praise. Sing for joy. Sing praise to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. You know, do it with your voice. Do it upon an instrument. Sing a new song to him. Allow the Spirit to move through you to create a new expression unto the Lord. Because the word of the Lord is upright, okay? And all his work is done in faithfulness. Well, what work is he talking about? Well, it is any and everything that the Lord does is done in faithfulness and is done in goodness. But he starts getting a little specific here because he says, the Lord loves righteousness and justice. And at the end of that sentence, verse 5, he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. So in tying these things together, he talks about how the Lord is just full of righteousness and justice, and he loves it. And he declares that the earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Then verse 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. So let me pause there for a second. And that's the theme of which I'm referring here. Creation. And in many of the Psalms, and we've seen several already, all of a sudden you will see a couple of sentences, a few verses, sometimes an entire psalm that deals with the creation and how God created things. And we need to just take a moment to reflect upon this and to see what truths are being revealed to us. And I think as we do this, that a lot of the things that we think we know about things will be unveiled, and they'll be revealed to be the thoughts of man rather than the truths of the Most High God. So what does he say right at the very beginning? By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. So what do you learn from that? Well, first of all, you find out that the heavens were made. Okay, they were made. They were created. They didn't just evolve into existence. Okay? And then you find out who made them. The Lord made them. And then we find out how the Lord made them. It's by his word. By the word of the Lord, the heavens are made. And you see more about this in Genesis 1 and Hebrews 11 and another Psalm, Psalm 148. The Lord spoke the heavens into existence. The balance of verse 6 says this, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. So by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And by the breath of his mouth, another way, I guess, of saying by his word or by his creation, all their host. Well, that word host, literally the Hebrew word means army, warfare, or host. And it's used in the scripture as a host organized like an army or of angels. It refers to the sun, moon, and stars. It refers to all of creation. Okay, everything that inhabits creation. But here, verse 6 is talking about what? The word of the Lord, by his word, the heavens were created, and the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. So I believe it's talking about the host of heaven. particularly in light of the next two or three verses, because verse 7 says, He, speaking of the Lord, gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. So again, he gathers the water of the sea together as a heap. And some translations say, not as a heap, but in a water skin or like a container. That is really interesting. He gathers the waters of the sea in a container. Are the waters of the sea contained? Well, yes, they are. And there's several other verses that talk about how the Lord has given definition and boundary to the sea, and they don't go beyond what he has defined. And he lays up the deeps in storehouses. There are storehouses in the deeps. And that word deep right there, tahum, it's translated as deep, but it refers to like subterranean waters, the seas, the abyss, even the primeval ocean, the deeps. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. You want to chase something around that's really interesting. Chase around that storehouse thing. And you find out sometimes it's translated storehouses like gold and silver and things like that. Sometimes it's of weapons or treasury. You know, the ways that we use it, particularly in the book of Job, I believe, is where you see that the storehouses that God has of ice and of snow, of hail, okay? I believe wind also is mentioned, okay? That the Lord is the one who lays up in the deeps in storehouses. So we see that by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. The Lord gathers together the seas. Then the last one for today. Maybe the next to last verse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. So what's the psalmist doing here? He's revealing, just look at creation. How many times have I said that of late? Just look out the window. Better yet, walk outside and walk around. Do it early in the morning. Do it at night. Do it in the evening. Do it in the afternoon. Get out and just pay attention to the heavens. Consider the seas. Consider the waters. And then you'll find out what he's calling us to do right here. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. All the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. And that's what that word fear means, isn't it? It does mean fear, like you fear a snake that you jump. But it also means awesome. Okay? And stand in awe of. And the balance of the verse says, like, let all the inhabitants of the world. And that inhabitant is like a dweller, is the idea behind that. Probably more the idea of the humans, but not just them, maybe. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Why? Verse 9. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood forth, or it stood fast. So the Lord spoke, and it was done. He commanded it to come into existence and to be created the way that it's created, and it has stood fast. That is really important, because creation is not out of control, folks. It's not at all. Not at all what the world will tell you that it is. It is actually far greater than anything we have ever been taught about it. So much greater. Just remember this for the day. The Lord spoke it. It was done. He commanded it, and it stood fast. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.